Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in and listening to this special episode of My 123 Cents, the podcast. It is episode 65 and dropping on a Friday instead of the usual Monday. There will be a show Monday too as well. Chad and I will do some analysis of the Fastlane pay-per-view. It'll drop a little later than usual, but we will talk about Fastlane on Monday. Today, though, I want to share with you an interview that I did with WWE superstar Kofi Kingston. He, of course, is one-third of the WWE Tag Team Champions, along with Big E and Xavier Woods. And the three will be in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, which is not very far from where I live and cover at the TV station that I work at. So I was able to set up an interview with a WWE superstar to promote that event, which is happening on Saturday, February 27th. So if you're in the area, hop on over to Cape Girardeau, the Show Me Center. The show is at 7:30 that evening. And of course, Kofi and Big E or Xavier, the New Day, basically defending the Tag Team Championships against the Usos and the Dudleys in a fatal three-way match. And Kofi and I talk about that match, but we also got to talk a little bit about some other things. Now, of course, this interview was being monitored by a WWE official, so there wasn't a whole lot of off the path conversation going on, but we did talk a little bit about his past and a little bit about the future and what he is hoping to do with WWE and WrestleMania specifically. We get into a Royal Rumble conversation, among other things. Now, the interview was originally supposed to be with Bad News Barrett, King Barrett, but it came out earlier in the week that Barrett may be leaving WWE, not planning to re-sign at this point when his contract is up in June. So I don't know if WWE switched the interview out at the last minute because of that talk. I don't think he would have talked about it on the podcast or on the interview that I was doing for television, but it would have been interesting to hear his perspective. But I appreciate Kofi taking the time to talk. We talked for about 10 minutes, which was longer than I had anticipated. A lot of times these press junkets for WWE are very quick. I've talked to Cesaro before. As part of that, The Miz and I actually sat down and talked several years ago, and I've done phone interviews with Samoa Joe when he was still in TNA. Speaking of Samoa Joe, there is some talk, speculation going on right now that The Undertaker's opponent at WrestleMania is not someone, quote, on the current roster, which is fueling a lot of speculation that it's going to be someone from NXT. Samoa Joe and Finn Balor's names are two that I have seen pop up in online discussions about WrestleMania. I think it's refreshing, quite honestly, if it is someone from NXT to face The Undertaker, although I don't necessarily want to see that person be defeated by The Undertaker. It kind of takes the wind out of their sails. It would be a great torch-passing moment, so to speak, if The Undertaker were to do the honors for someone at WrestleMania on the grandest stage. But Chad and I will talk more about this and the possibilities coming up on a future episode of My 123 Cents, maybe even Monday's episode, depending on how things go at Fastlane. Of course, BreakingWrestlingNews.com has all kinds of great stories, news stories, as well as just some opinion pieces. You can check that out. I'm writing over there now, as well as some great wrestling fans who I have had a chance to meet, some of them in person, some of them through online communications. But Breaking Wrestling News, in addition to your my123cents.com, where it's the blog that Chad and I do, and we focus on other things beyond just wrestling, getting into some fitness, nutrition ideas and whatnot, as we are both middle-aged and crazy. And speaking of which, they've said that about Terry Funk before, and I'm working on getting the Funker here on the podcast as well. But for now, Kofi Kingston.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 123 Cents, the podcast, on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
obviously WWE very busy time of year for you guys. You are on the road to WrestleMania with a stop in Cape Girardeau coming up on Saturday, February 27th, and one third of the tag team champions. You will be defending the tag team titles against the Dudleys and the Usos. So tell me, how does New Day prepare for a couple of challengers like this?
Well, you know, one of the things about the Dudleys, everybody knows that they are, you know, they're old school, you know, and they've come back actually recently. They've taken on a brand new attitude. They're really angry at everybody. You know, they used to be famous for putting people through tables, and people love to see that. Now they have refused to put people through tables, you know, in spite of, you know, what they used to do, just to kind of spite the fans and everything. So they've kind of had a change of heart. You know, the Usos are always two fun-loving brothers. I'm very, very excited. They're twins, you know, with their faces painted. The kids love them. Actually, my son loves them, you know. One that had his face painted the other day. He came to a show, you know. And then you got the New Day, the power of positivity. Myself, Xavier Woods, and Big E. And we spread the power of positivity throughout the entire nation, you know. And people love us, you know. New Day rocks. Everyone knows it.
It's been an interesting transition with New Day. The fans do love that power of positivity. So how did it catch on? Why do you think it is so popular now? The things that you guys do, the trombone, the unicorns, you guys are obviously, in my opinion, one of the best parts of WWE programming right now.
Oh, we appreciate that, man. We appreciate that. You know, we're having so much fun. It came about, we were just three guys who wanted to be on television together because we knew that the chemistry that we had would be so entertaining for people to watch, you know? So, luckily it happened. And, you know, when we first came out and we preached the power of positivity, people weren't trying to feel it. But now, you go out there and everyone's chanting New Day Rocks. And, you know, Xavier Woods has a saying, it's kind of like cough syrup, you know? Going down, it doesn't taste that good, but it makes you feel good, you know, when it's all said and done. So that's kind of our story, you know. People weren't trying to get with us, and now, you know, they can't get enough of us. So it's been quite the transition, and we are going to continue to have fun and do what we do.
I love it. I really do. One of the other things, and you've been in WWE for quite some time now, and one of the expectations, I guess, for lack of a better word, when you're in the Royal Rumble is to have that grand attempted toss over the top rope, and you've always come up with a creative way to kind of save yourself, at least for a portion of the Rumble. Do you find it hard to top year after year of doing that? My favorite, I think, was when you went on your hands and kind of walked on your hands across and got your feet to the steps. But is there a pressure to come up with something new every year for that?
Not really. I mean, honestly, like I don't think about that stuff until like maybe like a couple days before the actual event, you know. But it has, you know, I saw an opportunity. So people who don't know, the Royal Rumble is basically you have up to 30 people in the ring, and the goal is to throw everybody out over the top rope. Once you go over the top rope and your feet hit the ground, you're eliminated. So I saw that as an opportunity to do some like pretty creative things. You know, like you were saying, like the handstand, you know, I got thrown out and my feet didn't hit the ground, my hands hit the ground, so I was able to walk on my hands back to the stairs and get back in the ring, you know. It's just, you know, it's an opportunity to kind of do some pretty cool things. Luckily, I've been able to do some pretty entertaining things over the years as far as like trying to top it year after year. I just go out and try to do something creative, and you know, I leave it up to the people to kind of rank them and see where they stand, you know. But you know, it's always fun to be able to do those kind of things and have some memorable moments as a WWE superstar.
Now, you are obviously, we mentioned at the top of this, teaming up with New Day, or part of the New Day. You are with Xavier Woods and Big E. You've had other tag team partners in the past. How do you rank your time now with New Day and your run as tag team champions with these two guys?
This is easily the most fun that I've ever had in my career thus far because, you know, it's the story that people don't know is the struggle that we had to try to get onto TV to begin with. You know, it was probably like a process of about a year where we were trying to just, you know, get on TV as a group, you know, and try to find a creative way to do it. And there was a lot of back and forth between us and our boss, Vince McMahon. And finally, we got the opportunity to do it. And this original idea of the New Day was not at all the you know, the way that we saw ourselves coming out. But this is what we were given. So even still, we knew that being able to go out and just be out there together with the chemistry that we have, it's like, it's just unheard of. People haven't seen anything like it, you know. So the best way that I can describe it is that we go out and we just have way too much fun, and it just translates when people are watching, because they just see how much fun we're having and they want to have fun with us. So it's been really, really cool, man. It's like I said, I've had tag team partners in the past and the champions with CM Punk, Evan Bourne, and R-Truth as well, and they're all great partners. But like I said, right now with Xavier Woods and Big E, it's just something different, because we had to work extra hard to get where we've gotten, and it's really, it's just fun now, you know. People are just being ourselves and having fun, and like I said, everyone loves it.
I would imagine that it's very, very gratifying as well, because you've grabbed that brass ring that Vince McMahon has talked about before, and really made names for yourselves as a tag team. And do you think that, you know, I've heard Steve Austin say before, and Mick Foley and The Rock in past interviews, that, you know, their personas, if you will, are them in real life, but just kind of cranked up. Is that fair to say, Kofi Kingston, this is kind of the real Kofi Kingston, this fun-loving guy? I mean, you always seem to have fun in the ring, but you're right about the chemistry thing. It really, it plays off, and it seems very real to the viewer.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely kind of describe this. I don't even want to call it a character, because, like you said, it's just us kind of being ourselves and having fun, and yeah, the volume might be turned up, but not that much, because when we're just with our, you know, with each other and driving in the car, we're always just kind of goofing off and you know, either clowning each other or clowning somebody else, or just, you know, listening to music or dancing around, just being, you know, ridiculous. And you know, like I said, you can't write chemistry. You know, we have a lot of writers who put the storylines and stuff together, but when we get out there, it's just something that you can't write. It's just us being us.
I love tag team wrestling, and it seems like WWE is putting a focus on it once again, and building up new teams. But if New Day could step back in time, or you as Kofi Kingston, what tag team would New Day have been a good competition for in the ring, do you think?
It would be good to go up against a team, honestly, like either Legion of Doom or like, you know, Demolition, or any of these, like, you know, really, really serious tag teams. We love when we go out there and we have to go up against people who are, like, really serious, because we're the complete opposite, you know, when we get out there. I mean, we obviously get serious when we need to be, but as far as just going out and doing things and making them look easy and, you know, and talking trash about it, that's kind of what we do. So I would love to go out there and have our team go up against like a Legion of Doom, who was always just so intense, you know, and people love to watch them. But they were all business, you know. It'd be, you know, cool to see if we can make them laugh, you know, put a smile on their face too, you know, obviously after beating them, but, you know, it would be pretty cool to do that.
That power of positivity, and of course, the first stop toward WrestleMania is against the Dudleys and the Usos in Cape Girardeau. Beyond that, I would imagine that everybody looks forward to WrestleMania. I will be in Dallas this year as well for the event, and looking forward to all the activities. You guys stay pretty busy that week as well, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely. This is kind of like the calm before the storm. Well, it's not even really calm. It's really, you know, the wildness before even more wildness of WrestleMania. So for us, it's one of the more exciting times of the year, and it definitely translates into the shows, because everybody is, you know, on that road to WrestleMania. These next few months are the you know, the stories that lead up to the grand story of them all, you know, the biggest show of them all at WrestleMania, especially this year in Dallas. They say everything is bigger in Texas, you know. I guess we'll find out. I know WrestleMania is going to be huge, but yeah, the road to WrestleMania is almost just as fun, you know, just to be able to anticipate what is going to happen, you know, because people, WrestleMania for us is like, it's bigger than the Super Bowl, it's bigger than the NBA championships, bigger than the NFL, Stanley Cup, it's just the biggest show in entertainment, you know, and like you said, it's not just WrestleMania, it's that whole week, you know, we have access where people can come and meet their favorite WWE superstars and, you know, take pictures in the ring, and we do all types of charity work that week, and then we have our WrestleMania, we have the Hall of Fame, you know, and then obviously the big show WrestleMania, and then actually the Monday Night Raw is also in Dallas the night after, so it's a huge, huge week, but, you know, like I said before, it's the anticipation that leads up to it that makes it, you know, it just keeps getting better and better and better, and the momentum keeps building, and we're looking forward to building a lot of that momentum in Cape Girardeau.
Well, as tag team champions, I certainly hope to see you guys at the WrestleMania activities as well as at the big show itself. But, Kofi, any final words that you have? I know that you are extremely busy promoting these upcoming shows.
Yeah, man. Anybody who hasn't been to a WWE show live, it's completely different than what you see on television. As great as it is on TV, it's even better live. You know, you get to be amongst people who are really excited. You know, you get to bring your signs, and we see those signs out there. You can tell us how good we are, you know what I mean? Or you can boo the people who you don't like. It's great, you know? It's pretty amazing all around. It's definitely an experience that you won't forget.
Get the unicorn horn and the New Day Rocks t-shirt, and
That's right. It'll be a good time, for sure. Horn up, unicorn up.
Big thanks to Kofi Kingston, the WWE, and the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau for making this interview possible. I do appreciate all the efforts from everyone involved. And I also forgot to ask the Road to WrestleMania question. Every week on the podcast, we've been asking questions about the show. Then you go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/my123cents, and send us a message and answer this question. The grand prize, of course, being that WrestleCrate subscription for 3 months. We also have a second place prize of a Sting prize pack in honor of him going into the WWE Hall of Fame this year. And third prize is a $25 gift card to the WWE Shop website. So head on over to facebook.com/my123cents and answer this question for me. Which two old school tag teams does Kofi Kingston bring up in the course of the interview as saying teams that he would like to face as a member of the New Day? Again, it is facebook.com/my123cents. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, the YouTube channel, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We are everywhere, folks, and we like to hear from you as well.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.